From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Facebook CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg is back in the congressional hot seat today after testifying for some 5 hours yesterday. Zuckerberg said he was sorry that the data from millions of Facebook profiles had been mined without permission and said the company was open to the idea of more oversight.
Our position is not that regulation is bad. I think the internet is so important in people's lives, and it's getting more important.
Yep.
The expectations on internet companies and technology companies overall are growing. And I think the real question is, what is the right framework for this, not should there be one?
In addition to this trip to the principal's office, Facebook's privacy issues have also prompted a Delete Facebook movement. Thing is, some groups rely heavily on social media to organize, among them Native Americans who often live far away from each other. From Public Radio's Mountain West News Bureau in Montana, Nate Hedgie reports.
Brianna Lamb pulls out her phone and fires off a quick Facebook post.
It was 22 missing, 32 murdered.
And now you're posting it.
And now it's posted.
We're at the state capitol in Helena, Montana. Lamb is a member of the Gros Ventre tribe. She's also an activist within the missing and murdered indigenous women's movement. She's in Helena to listen to testimony about how many Native American women have been murdered in Montana over the past few decades. Lamb says Facebook has allowed her to connect with relatives of women who have disappeared or have been killed across North America.
I actually have had parents of girls who have been murdered reach out to me through Facebook and message me thanking me for the work that I do.
She also uses Facebook to organize marches, teach-ins, and connect with other indigenous people from California to Alberta, Canada.
Through social media, we've been able to connect and share and expand our networks. And because essentially we're all doing the same work and no one person owns a movement, so we can all collaborate and share and move forward together.
Social media is vital to Native Americans for a number of reasons. It's helped people on reservations keep track of dangerous water shortages, road closing blizzards, bad floods, and organizing social movements. Patrick Uwaki is a member of the Zuni Pueblo tribe in New Mexico. In 2016, he says Facebook got his dad to attend the protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline.
He saw through Facebook and through other social media what was happening on Standing Rock.
Uwaki organizes Facebook campaigns for indigenous movements like the pipeline protest and Native Lives Matter. But he's also wary of Facebook. He says when he was at Standing Rock, police and private security firms would use the social media platform to keep an eye on activists.
There is a fine balance about who is recording that data and keeping it, rather than using it as a tool to be able to spread your message.
But Uwaki says he won't stop using Facebook to spread that message anytime soon. In Helena, Montana, I'm Nate Hedgie for Marketplace.